You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Today is March 26th, and this is Big Fish Small Pod, where we catch you up on everything Marlins in 10 minutes or less. So today, the biggest news out of Marlins camp was Gio Gonzalez's retirement. He was with the Marlins on a minor league contract, and as such, not guaranteed a spot on the major league roster. And as spring training comes to its close, Gio decided to hang it up. Call it a career after 13 seasons in the major leagues. That saw him make two All-Star teams. He was in Marlins spring camp as a veteran pitcher. As a South Florida native, he was looking to close his career with his hometown team. Now, we never got to see Gio take the field at Marlins Park, but he did end his career on his own terms. And in a sport like baseball, that's much to be celebrated. It wasn't exactly clear how he would fit into the Marlins' plan for their pitching staff in this upcoming season. It's surprising, but it's also not. His presence in camp at all was a pleasant surprise enough. Later in the day Thursday, the Marlins faced off against the Washington Nationals, and they sent Sixto Sanchez to the mound for his final start of spring training. In the first inning, he struck out Nationals veteran Ryan Zimmerman for his first strikeout of the year. He also faced down Nationals, like, face of their franchise, Juan Soto, in an 11-pitch at-bat that did result in a walk, but not before we really saw just how competitive these two players are with each other. They're both young, rising stars in the National League East, and we'll probably see a lot more of them come the regular season. In the third, Sixto ran into some trouble. On his first pitch, he hit Brandon Snyder to start the inning, then Victor Robles hit a double, and it felt as though the game could get out of hand, but Sixto recorded three outs and only allowed one run. It took some heads-up fielding by Brian Anderson get an out at home, and a diving play by Jesus Aguilar to really get out of the inning by limiting the damage. But the fact that Sixto was able to contain it back in, hold it together, throw strikes, and induce ground balls speaks to his maturity as a pitcher. He closed the inning with a strikeout against a new National, Kyle Schwarber. He started him off with a slider, went back to the slider, threw his curveball, then his change, and if Kyle Schwarber had been, like, sitting on fastball to that point in the at-bat, he was not ready for it when Sixto blew 99 by him for a swinging strike and a strikeout. The plan is for Sixto to make another start at the alternative training site this next week, but after that, we're in the regular season, and his stuff looks like it's all there. Also in this game, we got a great look at Jazz Chisholm, who led off, started at second. To start the game, he took a walk, then he stole second, then he stole third, then he scored on a sacrifice fly. Later, he took another walk, stole second, scored on a single. And in his third at bat, he closed out his night with a single of his own. closing his night with 3 stolen bases, 1 hit, 2 walks, and with the power he's already shown in spring training, appearances are that he has won the second base job and that he'll start opening day, but there's been no guarantee of that. For me, when I see him play, it's hard not to look at the power and speed and see a bit of former Marlin Hanley Ramirez, who would start out a game and hit a home run or hit a single and steal his way into scoring position. Also in this game, we saw 4 strong innings by Nick Neidert. He located his 4-pitch mix. He gave up 1 run, 1 walk, and struck out 5. Of his 54 pitches, 38 were strikes. And importantly, 12 times the Nationals swung and missed at his pitches, which tells us that he's hard to hit. And with a week left till opening day, this Marlins pitching staff looks like it has a really good problem where they have more competent potential starting pitchers than they have spots available in the rotation. Undoubtedly, we'll see some of these players start out in AAA Jacksonville, but with the upcoming 162-game season, it's very clear that we'll see some of these players later in the year, even if they don't make the opening day roster. The Marlins closed their game with a win, 7-3, and coming up, they have 3 more games left in spring training. Tonight, they'll send Trevor Rogers to face the Houston Astros. Tomorrow, they'll face the Cardinals, and they'll close out their spring season against the New York Mets on Sunday. Along with that, we'll see the opening day roster finalized, and expect many of these pitchers to be all around the Marlins this season, regardless of whether or not they're on that final roster. This is a situation where the team just has too much of a good thing, and I think we as fans will benefit. Even Don Mattingly, after the game, reiterated that they're done giving opportunities to players, and what they're doing now is looking for who gives them the best shot to win. So over the next week, we'll see the Marlins do exactly that. They'll be putting together their final roster and getting set for April 1st and the 162 games after that. So until then, this weekend, you can check out those games. Audio will at least be provided for all of them. And check out Fish Stripes. Go on, today's your last day to vote for the Marlins Hall of Fame, this 2021 induction. And we also have our season preview series where we're looking through every pitcher, every hitter, every potential player on this 2021 Marlins team has a feature up. And it's great to just parse through to get to know or re-familiarize. In the case of some of these bullpen players that Kim Eng curated, probably get to know. But in the case of players like Nick Neidert, Trevor Rogers, Daniel Castano, it's great just to check in, see where they're at, what to expect this year. And we have all that content there. Feel free to chime in. This is the sort of season to be excited about. At least it feels like that, based on where we're at. It's already been an exciting year, and hopefully we'll have more to talk about as the season progresses, as this weekend and into next week progresses. Check us out. We'll be back to your ears on Monday, and until then, we'll be on the web, as they say.